91X News.
It's 10 degrees and partly cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McParland. A vehicle has struck into Dr. Brain's office in Belleville's East End. QNET's Courtney Bell reports from the scene.
So I'm here at the scene where a vehicle collided into the podiatrist's office on Dundas Street East this morning around 8:30. The vehicle hit the building two times and patients and workers evacuated after the second hit. There is damage to the front of the building, obviously, and very dangerous if you get close up because the window looks like it's going to fall. But nobody was injured in the process. And they're just working with insurance right now to get this building up and running again so they can help patients out.
Quinte West OPP are still searching for a subject after an incident at the Royal Bank of Canada on Dundas Street in Trenton. OPP said that an incident occurred at the bank around 2 o'clock on Tuesday. Police described the suspect as a white man weighing around 300 pounds, unshaven, and with brown hair. He was wearing a Toronto Blue Jays baseball cap, dark pants, and a collared shirt, OPP say. Anyone who has information is asked to call Quinte West OPP or Crime Stoppers. Public disapproval was expressed at an information meeting held last night at Quinte West City Hall regarding broadband internet access. The Eastern Ontario Regional Network's broadband network project was the main focus of the conversation. The project was finished in 2015, but many people, especially in the rural area of the region, are still struggling with inconsistent internet speed. CEO of EORN, David Fell, explains the challenges with providing strong signals to a busy area.
This particular area is an area that has some of the highest utilization, not just in Eastern Ontario, but across Canada. And there are some challenges with the terrain and also access to spectrum. And we listen to people and we continue to look for ways to provide more speed and better service to them.
Fell says that they were able to get 90% coverage of the area with the installation of the broadband network. He adds that both the provincial and federal governments have each put in $55 million into the project. A 53-year-old cyclist has been rescued after sliding down a steep cliff in the Macaulay Mountain Conservation Area near Picton, Ontario. Police say the man was biking on the trails in a remote area around Tuesday when he fell off his bike and down the 40-meter slope. They say a hiker heard him cry for help and called 911. Police say it took several hours to pull him up the 40-meter slope using ropes, baskets, and a winch. The man, who was from Belleville, was taken to the hospital for treatment. His injuries are not considered life-threatening. And Ontario's Progressive Conservatives hope to make history Thursday in two by-elections with a teenage candidate in the Niagara area and a former provincial legal representative trying to take an Ottawa seat from the Liberals. The Tories are expected to hold Niagara West Glanbrook, even with an upstart 19-year-old candidate, stirring up controversy by taking social conservative stances that run almost contrary to PC leader Patrick Brown's attempts at modernizing the party. But the Tories are also taking a hard run at Ottawa Vanier, which has elected only Liberals since 1971. Former public advocate Andre Martin is running under the PC banner there and is trying to capitalize on his anger over rising electricity rates and the declining popularity of Premier Kathleen Wynne. When he mentions Wynne's name while campaigning, people bristle, Marin says. They have a physical reaction. The Liberal candidate, civil liberties lawyer Natalie DeRosiers, acknowledged that the hydro prices are a hurdle for her in her campaign. The provincial labor ministry has been called in to investigate a man in his 40s that was killed in an elevator accident in downtown Toronto last night. The incident took place in a freight elevator. Emergency crews arrived at the scene around 7 p.m. to find the man without a pulse, and he was pronounced dead soon after. Police are still investigating. A Naval Reserve officer in Windsor, Ontario, has been charged in an alleged sexual assault in Halifax. The Department of National Defense says it happened in April while the officer was attending a course at the Naval Fleet School. It says the supposed victim was also taking part in the course. Ordinary Seaman Andres Florian Rodriguez is charged with sexual assault. Last week, a member of the armed forces was charged with accessing child pornography while on duty at New Brunswick's Gagetown military base. Two members of the Canadian Forces in Halifax were also charged with sexual assault in September. The military says both were taking part in training exercises, as were the alleged victims. In national news, a study suggests Canadian children may be among the least active kids in the world.
In June, the annual Participation Report Card gave Canadian kids a D- for their level of physical activity. That's the fourth year in a row they got that grade. Researchers estimate only 9% of kids aged 5 to 17 get the recommended minimum of 60 minutes of heart-pumping activity a day. In the study, Canada was placed towards the bottom of a pack of 37 countries. Top marks, though, go to Slovenia, which received an A-. Roger Ward, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
And on this day, 15 years ago, movie history was made. More from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Happy birthday to one of the biggest film franchises of all time.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
The first Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, came out 15 years ago today. Worldwide, it's the second biggest moneymaker of the eight films, pulling in just shy of $975 million. The whole franchise would go on to gross $7.7 billion. It's the top franchise based on a single character, second biggest if you count all the Marvel films as one franchise. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next after this.
She was charged for driving
offenses. He got charged for public intoxication.
Order. Order in the court.
Curlett and Blodgett Paralegal has arrived, and they're ready to serve your legal needs. An affordable alternative to lawyers for many legal matters. Driving offenses, small claims, landlord and tenant, and criminal injury compensation are just some of the issues where Curlett and Blodgett can help you. Call 779-8848. Visit 257 Pinnacle Street, Suite 205. Online at curlettandblodgett.com or follow on Facebook and Instagram.
QNET Sports. Nate O'Gorman of the Loyalist Lancers has been named the 2016 OCAA East Division Men's Rugby Rookie of the Year. The Provincial College's governing body announced this week. O'Gorman of Stirling booted 7 converts in 6 matches for the Loyalist Lancers this season. Two of O'Gorman's Loyalist teammates, Lancers captain Drake Bartholomew and Brennan Spencer, were named to the OCAA All-Star team as well. And Canadian goaltender Carey Price suffered his first loss of the season as Montreal fell 4-3 to the Florida Panthers in a shootout last night. Price says he takes the blame for the loss.
I thought we played pretty well tonight. Ultimately, I think I just needed to make a couple more saves there and we would have won that game.
The New York Rangers thumped the Vancouver Canucks 7-2 last night. Canucks captain Henrik Sedin says his team started strong, but some sloppy sequences really cost Vancouver.
There's some miscues, there's some reads, there's some pinches that can't happen. There's some turnovers that shouldn't happen, and that's felt like every time we made a mistake today, it was in the back of our net. And we take pride in playing good defensively, and we've shown that throughout the year. But we can't win games if we give up 5, 6, 7 goals. That's impossible.
And more NHL action. Rookie Patrick Laine continued his red-hot start with his league, leading 12th goal in Winnipeg's 4-0 win over the Blackhawks. Around the league, Toronto topped the Predators 6-2. Ottawa edged the Flyers 3-2 in a shootout. Calgary slipped past Minnesota 1-0. The Rangers downed Vancouver 7-2. And Anaheim beat Edmonton 4-1. The Ducks are now tied for first place after beating the Oilers 4-1 at home. Ducks coach Randy Carlyle says his team did a good job of keeping Oilers rookie Connor McDavid off the score sheet.
The young players, they have a special skill set, and the player we just played against in Connor McDavid has a speed factor, and if you don't get close to him and shut his time and space down, he's going to burn you.
It will be a quiet night tonight in the NHL with only 2 games on tap. The Calgary Flames will look to keep the momentum going from last night's win as they host the Arizona Coyotes. The other game sees Alex Ovechkin's Washington welcoming Sidney Crosby and the Penguins. In other sports news, DeMar DeRozan and the Toronto Raptors have little time to rest after dropping a 121-117 game to the Cavaliers in Cleveland last night. The Cleveland Cavaliers play the second half of back-to-back games as they visit the Pacers in Indiana. The Cavs improved to 9-1, matching their best start in franchise history through 10 games with last night's win over the Raptors. Elsewhere, the league-best LA Clippers go for their eighth straight win as they host Memphis. World number one Andy Murray takes on Japan's Kei Nishikori this morning as round-robin play continues at the ATP Finals in London. Later, Stan Wawrinka plays Maron Cicic, and Canada's Milos Raonic lost his second round-robin match yesterday to Novak Djokovic. The Thornhill, Ontario native will play Austria's Dominic Thiem tomorrow with a spot in the semis on the line. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, cloudy for the rest of the day with 30% chance of showers and a high of 11 today. Tonight, fog patches developing after midnight with a low of +2. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, fog patches dissipating early in the morning with a high of 10. It's 12:11 and 10 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McParland. News on 91X is next at 1.